You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm JVL here with my Bulwark colleague Will Summer, and right now the biggest culture war controversy in America is about an undergraduate psych essay at the Oklahoma University. We are the stupidest timeline, Will. Please tell the people what is happening that has the right in America, the governor of Oklahoma, super mad!
So this is the story that has all of America captivated. As you said, it focuses on a University of Oklahoma undergraduate named Samantha Fulnicki. She wrote an essay for her psych class that was meant to be a response to an article about gender roles. And she wrote, weirdly, they published the essay, so we know what it says.
Yes.
It was not a very good essay, I would say, about...
No.
Sort of just Jesus said gender should be this way, and that's the way it's going to be for me. She got a 0 on the essay. She gave it to her local Turning Point chapter, and then they really blew it up. And so the latest beat in this was on Sunday. The University of Oklahoma says it suspended one of the grad students involved in the grading here. So it's truly crazy. It's gotten to this level.
So I think we should stipulate to a couple things here. I think that Samantha, that's her name, right? Samantha, the
yes.
undergraduate. I think she has a point. So this is a bad essay. And so people understand this is not like an honors thesis. This is a 650-word reaction essay that is basically meant to prove that you read the reading. This is basically a book report. Show us you read the reading. And we have both the grading rubric from the teaching assistants and her essay. So we have full transparency into this. And then we have copies of the texts between the essays and between the students and the grad student about why the grade was given. And I gotta say, so this is a terrible essay. And it could have been written by ChatGPT. For all I know, maybe it was. I don't know.
I think ChatGPT would have done a better job, probably.
Maybe, but it does hit at least 10 points of the rubric. So looking at the criteria, first of all, the most stringent thing here is that they want 650 words, and they say that the full score is 25 points, but the teaching assistant will deduct 10 points if the paper is between 620 and 649 words. Really? That seems arbitrary as fuck. But then under the criteria, so 10 points for, is there a clear tie to the article? 10 points for reaction content. Does the paper provide a reaction, reflection, discussion of some aspect of the article rather than a summary? And 5 points for clarity of writing. So I probably would have given Samantha like 1 point for clarity of writing. And probably, I don't know, like 10 points for reaction. She's reacting to the content. She doesn't have anything real to say. And instead, the TAs, in their attempt to justify themselves, they were like, well, there's no objective evidence brought to bear. And you said mean things, which are hurtful to people. I think Samantha kind of has a point here. This is the assignment. Am I being a crazy person?
I don't think you're being crazy. I do
like
think
a zero.
That, yeah.
A zero?
I do think a lot of the conservative reaction here has focused on the idea of a zero. And I think if you read it, you say, well, this is a C, maybe a D. I mean, depending on how intensely you grade these sort of reaction essays. But I do think a zero perhaps seems pretty, that seems sort of like plagiarism level, or, you know, somehow fabricating right. evidence or something like that. But I agree with you.
Lord Takes is sponsored by Aura Frames. This holiday season, I have a lot more gifts on my list than good ideas. If you're looking for something with a real personal touch, I have it on good authority that Aura Frames will crush it. The producer who wrote this ad attests that the Aura Frames he gave his family were a hit last year. In fact, Sarah Longwell has one in her office that she swears by. I've seen it. Looks nice. You can upload unlimited photos and video. Just download the Aura app and connect to Wi-Fi. It's about that easy. You can preload photos before it ships and keep adding them anytime from anywhere. If you want to send your parents photos of the kids, you can load them right onto your Aura frame. Trust me, my Jewish parents love photos of my kids. Each frame comes in a premium gift box with no price tag. You can even add a personalized message for your recipient before the frame arrives. For a limited time, save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matte Frames, named number one by Wirecutter. Use promo code BulwarkTakes at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code BulwarkTakes. This deal is exclusive to listeners, and frames sell out very fast. So order yours now to get in time for the holidays. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't want to both sides here, but the reactions of the TAs, and here we have one of the TAs saying, please note that I am not deducting points because you have certain beliefs, but instead I am deducting point for you posting a reaction paper that does not answer the questions of the assignment, contradicts itself, heavily uses personal ideology over empirical evidence in a scientific class. I'm sorry, a scientific class. Friends, this is not physical chemistry. This is not fluid dynamics. It's psychology. It is not a scientific class. I don't know. I look at this and I just think, I don't know what tuition is to OU, but if you're paying full freight to OU and you're being graded by a grad student, not a professor, just a grad student, and they're like tossing this at you, like, I'd kind of be pissed too. Am I a crazy person? Am I red-pilled, Will?
No, I don't think it does. I mean, I as kind of a connoisseur of bad writing, I was thrilled that the local Turning Point chapter posted it, because often when you have these professor bias cases, there's not a lot of evidence presented. And, you know, look, yeah, people on Twitter were really roasting this. But I kind of think the average undergrad essay anywhere would probably not look that good if scrutinized. I do think there's this aspect of, you know, as we said, I think the zero is suspicious. I think the larger issue here is this idea that if you don't get a grade you like, I mean, it seems like there are internal administrative remedies at this university, you know, if you feel there's been professorial bias. But in this case, the answer is, you know, go to Turning Point and let's make it a national sensation.
So that's where I kind of get off the bus. So again, I'm super, like, I'm basically there for this. And if Samantha was going through the university process of appealing a grade and saying like, hey, I think I got a bad TA here, I'd be fully invested in it. And maybe she did everything that she could do, although I don't get the sense that that's the case. But instead, she goes to Turning Point USA, and we wind up then with the governor of Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt, tweeting out that the First Amendment is foundational to our freedom and inseparable from a well-rounded education. The situation at OU is deeply concerning. Is it deeply concerning, Kevin? Is it deeply concerning, or is it just like, hey, this is not good, and the undergraduate should get a better grade for this one midterm paper that probably doesn't affect
anything in her life, period.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is just a classic culture war thing that, you know, this tiny, tiny incident. But I think particularly in red states, I mean, if I were a liberal or a particularly sort of a vulnerable minority professor or grad student in a red state grading a conservative student, and we should say, you know, this student is also, her mom was a January 6th lawyer, so she's coming from this kind of conservative activist background. Yeah, I would say, it's getting to a position where you'd say, hey, you did great. You know, great stuff. Just kind of like, let's get you out of my class for the semester.
Yeah, and again, I don't think that the teachers should have to do that even. But again, like, they just should have done better than this. Like, I just think that the student here is actually in the right, almost indisputably. And, but the weirdness of turning it into a federal case like this strikes me that, like, perhaps their motivations weren't entirely pure. I don't know. Like, is this entrapment? Like, it's like, hey, let's try to see if we can get a test case and write something as bad as we can. I don't know. But here's the problem I have, Will. Like, this is how you get to the both sides-ing. And so you wind up with people on one side of America's political divide saying, huh, the president is committing war crimes, and the Supreme Court has made it possible for masked and unidentified agents of the state to stop and detain anybody who looks Hispanic or is heard speaking Spanish. That's one side. And then the other side, there was this TA who gave a zero to a quick reaction paper in an undergraduate psych class out in Oklahoma. So you see, that's how we got Trump.
Yeah, I mean, these are the sort of the classic grits. It's been a little bit, you know, I mean, Turning Point USA has been much discussed this year, but I mean, now they're such a sort of electoral behemoth and sort of an operation within the Republican Party. I feel like it's been a little bit since we've had a classic, like, Turning Point USA, big deal professor bias case, the woke professor, the woke grad student out of control. And so I think clearly they saw their opportunity here. And I mean, look, they, you know, as we said, they kind of came with the receipts here, you know, everything from the text messages to the essay.
I guess, is there nobody in the country who's just, like, prepared to deal with these things in proportionate ways? And, like, I don't know. Like, I assume universities have processes for appealing grades and for places where a student feels discriminated against that they can go through and say, yeah, this TA sucks, and I'd like to change sections. I mean, it just seems like before you get the governor involved and he gets deeply concerned, fucking deeply concerned, Kevin Stitt, there are more important things happening in the world, and there are lots of easily available remedies right in front of us, and you don't have to start a fire and then pour a ton of gasoline on it in order to, I don't know, to do what? To score points?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think if you're a red state student, if you're conservative, you know, it's a good time in Oklahoma to, you know, get the governor or someone like that to intervene. You know, they've kind of been at the forefront of, like, anti-woke education. They had libs of TikTok sit on one of their advisory boards for, I believe, for the pre-college level. And so, you know, they've obviously been very active on the kind of the let's crack down on higher education movement.
What a world we are living in, Will Sommer. It would be nice if the victim here was a little more sympathetic and wasn't somebody who looked like they are trying to be an agitator. But, you know, I guess we don't get to choose those things in life. I am glad that Samantha is going to get a better grade. I hope she gets the 12 or 13 out of 25 that she deserves. And I hope that that makes a real difference in her life, in that she is able to graduate with whatever high honors a 12 out of 25 gets you in psych assignments and go on to parlay that into the graduate school or law school of her choice.
The governor's going to weigh in, say A+, you did great.
Guys, hit like, hit subscribe, follow this channel for more absolute absurdity as we take this rocket sled to hell. He's Will Sommer. I'm JVL. We're from The Bulwark. Good luck, America.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.